This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Originally, it came from lockdown. I think everyone remembers how good the weather was in that first lockdown.
Fair.
I hate to bring it up, but it turns out my sister had her wedding coming up.
Okay.
And we were on a big health buzz to try trim down for the family wedding.
As you do.
And Melanie bought my sister, yeah, literally, massive health buzz. We're adding protein to everything. And Melanie bought a protein powder that she didn't like online, but she was determined to use it up. And we were putting it in everything. Like, I think we even made like protein donuts, which are pretty good. But she, rather than putting the protein powder in water or milk, Melanie discovered that it was just way nicer putting it in our iced coffee from the machine at home.
Yeah.
And it was something we just do, and like something we'd look forward to every day. Just sit outside, like it was like 20, 25 degrees like every day, and just enjoy a nice coffee with a bit of protein in it. And then she lost 4 stone before her wedding, and I lost 3.
Jesus.
In the build up to it. Yeah. Massive.
Impressive.
Yeah. When I say help was, like, we were on it. Like, yeah, really on it. And that summer I'd been accepted to a master's in sports nutrition, and my older sister Melissa's a dietitian.
Okay.
So it's kind of something that runs in the family a little bit. And I moved to Leeds, the UK, to start the master's. And I kind of realized that these little kind of iced coffee drinks on shelves where everybody was kind of flat out having them, kind of drinking them every day. You'd always kind of see your friends just drinking a little iced coffee from the supermarket. Because I'd started the master's in nutrition, I was kind of starting to look at the back of the label on everything and realized how much sugar was in those little cans. It could be up to like 25 grams of sugar in one of those, which is kind of like, that's like your recommended dietary allowance of sugar per day in like a 200 or 250 ml can. So I used to make these every morning myself then, and come back from the gym, and kind of in a typical fashion, I was running late for my lecture and couldn't spin home, and walked into the shop, and it was kind of like, protein drinks are right beside the iced coffees, but you couldn't kind of get a 2-in-1.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't really like protein shakes, didn't like how much sugar was in the iced coffees, but I wanted the 2. I like had just been to the gym, so I wanted some protein. It was the morning time, I wanted my iced coffee. So I was kind of left the shop being really frustrated, walked over to my lecture 10 minutes away, and just said it to all my friends. I was just like, why can't you get that in the shop? And we would have been working with athletes at the time. I was working for a rugby union club.
Oh, nice. Okay.
As an intern for nutrition. And we used to do the workshops with them all the time, and just teaching them how to get more protein in the diet. They used to love the idea.
Yeah.
All my friends loved the idea. And we're all like, there's a bit of an opportunity there.
Okay.
And it was something that I was just really passionate about. I think that little light bulb moment, because that was kind of when Grab and Grow was born. So I literally went home and did a drawing.
On
a spare page in my copybook, and I still have it. It's crazy. I still have my first PowerPoint.
You'll have to frame the picture. You'll have to frame the picture when you make your first million.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah, still have my first PowerPoint. Still have my first first drawing as well.
It's been
insane to see something just grow legs from just a little passion project into a fully launched business now, only a couple of years later.
You mentioned that your sister is involved. How is working with family? Are you all part of the business? You are?
Yeah, we are, yeah. So I'd be the sole full-time employee at the minute, but I do get a lot of help for my family. It's kind of my little passion project. And Melanie had the idea originally, but she's got a mortgage and a family to feed, so I'm kind of flying the flag for us at the minute. I get a lot of help, and I grew up in a family business, so I was always kind of told, like, come on outside for a minute, and anyone who's worked on a farm or that kind of thing that's in their family, you know, you'll still be outside an hour or two later.
Yeah, you're roped into every job.
I'm really happy. Yeah, I'm happy to be returning the favor and roping them in too now myself.
Your actual background was in nutrition. How much has that been like a string to your bow?
I think it definitely gave me the idea, and I spotted the gap. I spotted a need for the product because of it. I kind of got to test a little bit of feedback with the athletes and I, like my friends, like everybody my age, everybody loved the idea and everybody could kind of see the need for it.
Okay.
But like as a nutrition student going into the world of business and trying to get a product on the market, it was definitely a big eye opener and how much I had to learn. So I've done a couple of business programs since.
And a question for you, like I see it now more than ever. There's been new iced coffees come online. You see them on the shelf and some of them have like protein thrown in now. What makes Grab and Grow different from, let's say, like the big massive manufacturers that you're fighting against?
We're one of the first Irish brands to use sustainably sourced coffee. Okay. It's single source from Colombia. So we follow a really strict process from crop to can to make sure that it's grown and adheres to the Rainforest Alliance's guidelines. And it's a two-in-one kind of product. It's got 10 grams of protein. It's low sugar. There's only 2 grams of added sugar per can compared to your 20 to 25 grams in other products. Yeah. And it's low calorie. So it's kind of a best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, exactly.
I can tell the Enterprise Ireland job, the coursework for you, 'cause you're like, from crop to can. You have all the bits already in.
Yeah.
So, James, if you were to sit back now, like, who's your target demographic? Who are you aiming this at? Are you aiming at like young professionals or people who are into coffee and into the gym, or where are you aiming it at?
Yeah, so I always kind of wanted to be a product that could be applied to everyone, because everybody loves a cup of coffee. Everyone's kind of a bit more active these days and aware of what they're eating. It's not a super hard hell kind of hold your nose and choke a product you don't really like that much. Like, we wanted it to be for people who are into their nutrition, into their food, and they enjoy the products they use every day. Like, that was the kind of focus we brought into every element of creating this product, like from the design, the taste, and the nutritional content.
Yeah.
Like, we wanted to give people their little step in the right direction in the morning or after the gym, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So people who are active, they watch what they eat and they enjoy what they do. Because I think from anyone who's seen our packaging, like, that's, you know, we wanted to incorporate the creative side too. It doesn't look like a protein shake would typically look. We wanted to have a bit of fun with it. I think that resonates with people. I think trying to find a manufacturer was really difficult. And I think the attitude I was brought into it was just like, just go for it and see what happens. And I started this 3 weeks after I handed in my dissertation for my master's.
Okay.
And I was kind of like, you know, I've got an opportunity here. I can always just get a job.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to bring that mantra of just going for it and see what happens. It was really, really difficult to find a manufacturer for us. Because of how specialized this product is to make. There's only 8 ingredients and there's no artificials. And a lot of the other brands, because of their processing techniques, they hide the taste with sugar.
Yeah.
Because it's quite a harsh process. Whereas we wanted to try and be a bit better and find a gentler process that means we didn't have to use loads of artificials or preservatives or sugar. So that was kind of like threading the needle, and like a needle in a haystack.
Of course.
So I think we had to go to 11 countries, believe it or not, to find a manufacturer.
Jeez, okay.
So we drove the length and breadth of Ireland and the UK. I was still living in the UK at the time. We were going to trade shows every like week or two. I was getting flights every 2 weeks and just going to trade shows, trying to find manufacturers, working with a recipe developer who had about 30 years of experience in the industry.
Okay. Nice.
And this is like a fully bespoke product. It's one of the first to market across Europe, would you believe? Like, it's I think it's the third protein iced coffee in a can across Europe on the market. And we went all across. Like, we were in Switzerland, Germany, France, Austria, Switzerland, the Netherlands. Speaking to manufacturers all over. It was such a challenge. It took 2 years.
Jesus.
And it was a lot of over and back. We eventually got a manufacturer. Funny enough, on my graduation day, I was in the ceremony in my robes.
Looking at your emails.
Literally, yeah. I started this as a student, like, I hadn't even graduated yet. But we kind of got the breakthrough then. We found a manufacturer who said, we might be able to do this for you. And just kind of met up with them, flew over, did a little trial production run from a kitchenette.
Class.
And yeah, so it kind of, at one stage it was looking like it was going to be really difficult to get this going. And then it just kind of happened then through just sheer persistence. I'm not giving up with it that we eventually found someone on the list.
But like, it's been very successful for you, because you're now stocked in 110 Dunn stores nationwide. Like, that is crazy. Like, you should be clapping for yourself every time you hear that. Unbelievable.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah.
And like, would you say there's other places you plan on conquer domestically and like across Europe?
Oh, definitely. Like, we did a trade show in the UK back in May, and we had really good feedback. It's quite a big market over in the UK, and it's something we'd really like to get over towards. So yeah, we're kind of applying our trade in Ireland. Hopefully we can get over there in a couple of years.
You're like, make the mistakes here before you go abroad.
Exactly. Yeah. Learn to kind of learn the ropes a little bit before 100%. We go over and get to that. Yeah.
Take on the UK and then next the world.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I have, if someone is listening to this now, right, and they're like, right, I have an idea, and I'm like James, where I'm not qualified in like business, what would the advice, that one piece of advice that you have been like, you've acted on yourself, that you would give to someone who wants to be an entrepreneur now going forward?
Yeah. So I think like for me, I was definitely not an expert. And you don't have to be.
No.
You know, that was my thing of like, if you have like imposter syndrome, or if you just kind of think, oh God, how am I going to do this? I just say, keep plucking away, you know, like you kind of learn going along and you find your feet. Like I hadn't even done a proper work placement, I'd say. Like my work placement was on a research project with cyclists. So nothing to do with anything. I had everything to learn. And just kind of kept showing up, kept plucking away, kept talking to people, just kept believing in the idea.
Yeah.
And I suppose you just have to fake it till you make it. And one day you do kind of get there. And hopefully we'll get there one day. We're not there yet, but we're on the market now. And yeah, really delighted we kind of kept going at it. I'd say keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Keep plugging away.
We'll eventually get there.
That's the most Irish thing ever. So just keep going. Just keep going. Finally, before I let you go, is there another Irish business or young entrepreneur that you'd like to give it a shout out to, or who should we be supporting?
Definitely, yeah. It always resonates. Like, this started from our kitchen table and those little college bedroom dreams, that kind of thing. And that kind of story would always resonate with me.
Yeah.
So for me, people like Matthew Collins from the Sibley, they're stocked nationwide in Aldi and Applegreen.
Yeah.
He's always been a huge, huge inspiration for us, and kind of shown what you can do when you put your mind to it. He's a busy bee, and he's always kind of given us a bit of direction a bit here and there when we've asked for it. So I have to give him a shout out.
Unbelievable.
I really like Marty Nulty from Now Coco. He's got a coconut water drink stocked in Londis across Dublin. And then definitely the girls from The Smooth Company.
Yeah.
I think seeing what they've built is just incredible to watch. I think there's a lot of talent coming out of Ireland in the entrepreneurial space across the industry. So it's really brilliant to be a part of it. And to see other people having that success definitely drives me on to want to achieve more as well.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.